Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Linda Tuck, who is Executive Director of the Houghton Lake Chamber of Commerce. Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
It's a very busy time up at Houghton Lake right now. We're working on the 61st tip-up town. How did it go last weekend when it opened?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had extremely cold temperatures, but that did not keep the crowds away.
That was my next question, is how about the cold temperatures? Of course, the folks up there are used to this stuff, so I'm guessing you just dress in lots of layers to accommodate.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And how was attendance last weekend?
The attendance was great. I'd say we had on Saturday a crowd of about 5,000 and maybe about half of that on Sunday.
Wow. What are the ice conditions right now? I mean, it's been interesting. I'm not sure up there. You know, we've had stretches here where it's bitterly cold and then it hit near, 40 or 50 degrees and then freezes again. What are the conditions you're looking at?
Well, the ice is 12 to 14 inches thick in most spots, and the ice fishing has been great.
We mentioned this was the 61st year. How did this all start? Was it a bunch of guys out ice fishing and invited friends? I mean, how did this start 61 years ago?
Yep, that's exactly how it started. It was a group of ice fishermen that kind of got together and thought, we need to do something to help promote the ice fishing up here in Houghton Lake as a community and have some fun doing it. So the whole premise for it was based upon the ice fishing and throwing in a little bit of tomfoolery along with it.
Tomfoolery.
From there. Yeah.
I like the tomfoolery a lot. What's some of the tomfoolery that occurs?
Oh, we don't take too much of anything seriously. It's meant to be fun. We have, of course, we elect a mayor and marshal each year, and their job is to promote that tomfoolery. And we actually have a jail that they use to throw people in if you're caught on the tip-up town site without your tip-up town badge on.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so it's just to promote a lot of good fun.
Now, it went last weekend and this weekend. You kind of take off and breathe a bit midweek then?
Yeah, you kind of need to do that.
I'm just liking the whole idea of all of this. Who are the mayor and marshal this year? Are they're local folks, I assume?
Yep, they're a couple of locals. Their names are George Davis and Chris Triplehorn.
And they're the ones stuck in the jail of folks not wearing their badges.
That's right.
How do you get out?
You either have to post bail, which is usually the price of the tip-up town badge, or stay in there.
I just love this kind of thing. Tell us about some of the other activities. I went to your website, and frankly, I'm having a ball perusing this even while we're speaking. And it talks about, as you just mentioned, the carnival-like atmosphere. What are some of the other activities that go on besides the ice fishing?
Well, this weekend, there's our famous polar bear dip, where we actually cut a big hole in the ice, and we typically have about 250 people that jump in. That's our biggest draw. That's always on the second weekend of the festival. And we do have an actual outdoor carnival. There are vendors of all sorts, food and merchandise vendors. We have on Friday evening and on Saturday, and from 11 until 6, we have an adult beverage tent. We also have a large family fun tent that runs all day Saturday and Sunday. And that's a good spot for people to go to get warm. We do have heaters in there. And we have a stage where we keep continuous entertainment going. We have an ice slide. We have turkey bowling. We have redneck horseshoes. Last weekend, we had a wood carving contest. So there's many, many activities.
The polar bear dip, I'm curious now. Do folks do this to raise money, or they just do it to, check it off their bucket list?
Well, it's kind of a combination. Usually, our tip-up town queen goes around and solicits for donations for her to jump in, and those proceeds usually go to Wurtz Warriors. And then other people, individuals, may do it. But most people just do it just for the heck of it. And the first 250 jumpers get a sweatshirt, a commemorative sweatshirt, stating that they did participate.
Do they get a free ride to the emergency department?
Yeah. Well, they're tethered when they jump in.
I was going to ask you about safety. I'm kind of one of those moms who's always going,
yeah.
Oh, the possibility that happens when you do some of these things. So everybody's is attached to something when they hop in the water.
Right. And the emergency personnel are standing by right there. So, you know, we've not really had very many incidents over the years. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's a very, I'm guessing the tip up queen can gather quite a few donations to jump in that water. I'm guessing that's a popular thing to watch.
Yep, it is. And she's usually the first one to go in.
Oh my, do they know that when they're running for tip up queen and go through the, the contest that's one of the things expected of them?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's just become a kind of an expected thing. It's not in the rules or anything like that. But I suppose, you know, they could always back out, but we haven't had one do that for a while.
I'm guessing, you know, they're talking, I'm on your, again, on your webpage, talking about the sleds. We're talking about snowmobiles, so a lot of people having fun on those as well, and probably cross-country skiing and everything else that happens around winter fun.
Right, and you know, I neglected to mention one thing that we started this year, speaking of snowmobiles, is each Saturday we're doing radar runs on the lake, timed radar runs.
Oh, racing?
Well, it's not a race, it's a single sled, but you're clocked.
Oh.
And then there will be prizes based on the speeds at the end of next weekend.
And who, you said that the ice was about 14 inches. I assume, again, I'm that safety person. There's people out checking ice conditions all the time, because when you've put a few thousand folks on the ice, you got to be aware of all of that.
Oh, yeah, you certainly do. And, of course, you know, I think most ice fishermen are aware of, you know, things like pressure cracks, and the same with the snowmobilers, and they know where to watch for those things and heaves in the ice. I mean, we have certain areas of the lake where you can always predict those things are going to happen. So we always want everybody to use extreme caution when they go out.
Now, we've talked about several other extracurricular activities involved with Tip-Up Town at Houghton Lake. What about the ice fishing itself? I assume we're talking about contests, and how is the fishing going this year? What are the fishermen saying?
Yeah, the fishermen are saying they're doing good. I guess, unfortunately, I was busy with a lot of other activities, and I didn't get to see the judging last weekend, but someone stated they caught a very large crappie out of the lake, and we do have a contest, and there's a separate contest for kids, and then there's one for adults, with their weigh-ins being on Sunday.
Now, you know, this has become so huge. It's not just folks right there in the area. It's folks all over the state and out of state who are coming in as well.
Yes, we get people from Canada, from, you know, we've had people come from as far away as Florida. Once you come, you kind of get hooked.
Very good. So it starts this weekend again on Friday then?
Friday night, the adult beverage tent is from 6 to 10. And then on Saturday, everything gets started again about noon.
Well, Linda, I appreciate it so much. If that doesn't entice folks to head to Houghton Lake, I don't know what will. I appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Linda Tuck, the executive director of the Houghton Lake Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.